Time 7:28. Dina Diamond, a very, very good morning to you.
And a good morning
right.
to you.
What was going on out there?
No, it was chaos. It was carnage on the road. No,
like, that's because of you, probably.
Potentially, not too wrong. No, but it's trying to figure out the new lift schemes and the whole thing and trucks and
yes.
people who aren't.
Oh, new lift schemes. Oh.
You see. So yes, Monday mornings need a readjustment.
Right. And there you have it. Dina Diamond, we've been talking about Coke this morning. I've been waffling on, waiting for you to get here and share some of your expertise.
Waffles and Coke work.
Right, exactly. Well, you can't even tell what the waffle was. Anyway, what is going on? Why would Coke want to be so cruel?
So that is a great question. And I have to tell you, I too was perturbed because also, and I mean, when you actually, because you're used to going and you know what color your Coke is.
Yes,
you know, if you want
Coke Zero,
it's got a black background. If you want the light, it's silver. And people with their Coke are very, very particular. I mean, customers are very, very brand loyal to whatever it is that they have chosen in their Coke range, meaning the sugar, the sugar-free, the slightly different taste between the zero versus the light. And so actually, there is actually a strategy behind it. Coca-Cola have gone to what they're calling sort of the one brand strategy. So the monolithic hero brand of Coca-Cola. And the reason they've gone to this is because, well, first of all, there's always been a whole controversy with Coke and how much sugar's in it and how tooth decay, yada, yada.
And sugar tax.
Yes, and sugar tax, which is actually making it more expensive to produce real Coca-Cola because they refuse to change their formula.
Because
you know, people don't even know that formula. There are only a certain amount of people in the world who know the formula. So in their effort to bring Coke back as the hero brand and to actually try and encourage people to choose more of the non-sugar option, they have decided that they need to bring back the red and make sure that the red is truly identifiable as Coca-Cola and that their brand actually isn't sort of diminished through, their brand extensions, which are their different kinds. So now you've seen there's the label and it's got the silver stripe on the top.
Yes.
And it's got the black stripe on the top. I mean, I walked actually into one of the stores in December and there's someone I know and she was obviously having drinks or whatever that evening. And she was seriously sitting there perplexed. I could just see there was a crowd whenever
I was at that fridge.
Exactly.
At Checkers in Sea Point. Because.
Which is a crowd anyway.
But we had all gathered.
Yes.
And everybody was giving their opinion. No, that original means this. So we're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. We're going to get into some more detail. It is 7:30. Dina Diamond, where were we? We were talking about Coca-Cola and why they have done their very, very best to frustrate, annoy, and confuse us.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I understand where they want to be with a one Coke, with the one brand strategy. And I mean, you've seen this with multiple brands, globally massive brands. Mm. They find that they're starting to sort of dilute their brand and all of a sudden they go, no, we want to bring it back. We want to make sure that's the hero brand and we want to make sure that people understand what our brand looks like, what it feels like, what it stands for. And I think that's what Coca-Cola is trying to do here. But in that, you're absolutely right. I think they're completely frustrating consumers. And they obviously do research for all of this.
That's what I don't understand. You know, we have all of this. You know, Schweppes, they did it with Schweppes. It's Kim says, Coke confusion campaign. That's what she's calling it. A Coke confusion campaign.
It.
Frustrating and hated when advertising companies overanalyze the market. We aren't that clever. Which is brilliant. That's exactly right. Just let us know. Can't we just buy our Coke Zero as we always did? It was in a black can with a little bit of red somewhere in there. It said Coke Zero and we knew what we were buying. Why?
Absolutely. I mean, as you say, so as I've said, that it is trying to bring it back. And also,
so what are they trying to do? Trying to unify their brand.
Trying to unify the brand and say that you can actually enjoy Coke anywhere that you are, in whatever way that you choose to enjoy that Coke.
What does it even mean?
So
if I identify as a Coke Zero, then I can be a Coke Zero. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you want to be. Well, right. You're wearing a black shirt, so you
right.
are a Coke
there we
Zero.
Go. I'm a Coke Zero today.
And they brought that out for men, actually. You know that.
Why?
Because Coke Light was seen as almost a female drink.
Oh, get over yourself. Seriously?
In terms of brands have brand personalities.
Yes. I like the personality of Coke Zero.
I prefer the taste of Coke Zero myself.
Me too. I also do. As preferred to Coke Light.
Yes,
I do as well.
It's just like a little bit of an extra taste I don't like.
It's more, like fuller bodied.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with you. Are you stirring that anti-clockwise?
Yeah. Just allowing it to breathe a bit. Yes.
Yes. So, also because there's also, globally, there's been a bigger focus, on diabetes, on obesity.
Right. So now let's confuse the diabetics and let them drink Coke.
Listen, I mean, the US population, there's something like over 58% are officially obese or overweight.
Right.
Classified
yes,
as.
Yes, yes.
So because that's where the sugar taxes have come in. Right. And that's where all the companies are trying to say we're offering alternative, healthier solutions. So with Coke now being the hero brand.
I genuinely feel very, very stupid with this because it's the same product. It's just marketed in a different package that
Absolutely.
Confuses us.
Yes, and I think where the thinking may have gone wrong is that consumers are so brand loyal to Coca-Cola that they see Coca-Cola as a single brand, regardless of
whether or not it
is silver packaging or black. If you had to say what is the logo, that everyone would immediately identify that Coca-Cola script, which was actually created over 100 years ago and has lasted the test of time because it is so iconic. I mean, the Coca-Cola brand is the third most valued brand in the world. It is that's after Google and after Apple. Sorry, after Apple, then Google. So, and consistently, it's been the third most valuable brand in the world. It's worth over $79 billion, which means that from a brand equity point of view, it is massive. So they may have even underestimated their consumers and the brand loyalty of their consumers.
Surely they do all this research. We've seen this over and over again. We saw it with Nike. We've seen it with Gillette. Mm-hmm. We're seeing it with Coke. Where well-known brands are doing things that are slightly perplexing.
Mm. I think, and you're right, it is potentially this overanalysis and maybe a real lack of depth of understanding of the consumer. Because people, from a Coca-Cola, I understand that you want to create a hero brand. I understand I do understand the strategy. However, when it plays out on a practical level, people just want to grab the Coke that they're used to. I don't think that people are going to be less loyal to Coca-Cola.
No, I don't think so either. I just don't want to put so much time into buying it. You know what I also find strange is now that I understand it, I can see that for example, on a tin, it's the original Coke or gin or Coke with all the sugar is red from top to bottom.
Yes.
The Coke Light, has a silver stripe at the top, a silver strip, and the Coke Zero has a black strip.
Mm-hmm.
So I now, it took me most of December to try and figure this out on my own. And yes, I understand that Coca-Cola can't come with instructions, but surely part of a new packaging would have been a new campaign to make us aware of the changes and how we can quickly identify it. Why do they want us standing in the aisles of Checkers in Seapoint getting frustrated?
Well, I don't think they thought about you personally.
Well, they should have.
In the Checkers.
Oh, now I'm offended. Wow.
With that being said, I too was standing in Checkers in Seapoint.
Exactly.
But, I think they underestimate also our training, basically. We are Pavlov's dogs. We see that brand and we automatically go for it.
Right.
Also, when you're shopping, you automatically go for things that you're used to, that you know, that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not so identifiable. So when they were doing their branding, all there is that little strip. And I saw lots of people taking the wrong Coke.
Right, exactly.
Which actually creates consumer frustration, which has a negative effect.
Mm.
And you just give me my own Coke. That's what I want.
And of course, as somebody raised a bit earlier, it's a nightmare for diabetics because you can't afford to drink Coke when you mean to drink Coke Zero.
I mean, I even had And then you know that those people who are very like particular about not having any sugar, and then that moment when they realize they've taken a sip, it is very distinct.
And what about those that and Leslie says there's nothing healthy about cancer causing sweetener alternatives. So we've got the vigilantes on the aspartame. You know, they root out aspartame wherever you possibly could find it.
Well, they're not wrong.
Of course they're not wrong. What's being right got to do with it?
There has been done experiments with rats and stuff, and it does show like a degeneration in the brain.
Right.
So it is actually problematic when that is what we are constantly having. With that being said, Coca-Cola also came out with that Coke Life, which is the green. It's the stevia.
Right, just because we weren't confused enough. Right.
Exactly.
And what does that mean, that one?
So that has more calories than Coke Light or Coke Zero, but doesn't have sugar.
Unbelievable. Very, very confusing indeed.
Yes.
I'd love your thoughts. 3451 9 or 061 895 1019. Dina Diamond in the studio. We only unfortunately have a minute or two left because of some woman dropping a child off very, very slowly at the school.
Yes. Not at pace at all.
Right. Like, why are people slow in the mornings?
I have no idea. Just I don't have moving. Time to be slow in the mornings.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wake up, I'm ready.
Now, obviously, I can't drop the kids at school because I'm on the morning show. But what I used to do literally is say to them, guys, I'm not stopping. I'm just slowing down. Just
throw them out the car.
They must hold on to their bags and then it's just dive and roll. You know what I mean?
Paramilitary training.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely. You don't have to fully stop your car.
I agree. They should actually have a mat, like a soft mat as you drive
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. Just roll. There we go. And, and there you have it.
Yes,
all right. Wrap it up for us.
All right. So wrapping it up, on the brand strategy, Coca-Cola did decide that they want to go with a hero brand. They want to go back to basics. They want to get back to Coca-Cola as the main brand, the one that everyone thinks of. But the sugar problem has thrown in. They want to show that people that there are alternatives and that they must still be brand loyal to Coke. Mm-hmm. So they've given us a strip, which has caused us all mass confusion.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get used to it. But for right now, I actually think that it's not good enough, the packaging. Maybe it should have been a bit more pronounced. Like how else, like straight away. It's
got start off with a bigger strip and then shrink it as we get used to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Consumers can't, it's too much for consumers, especially when there's so many consumers. I mean, there are literally billions of liters of Coca-Cola drunk a day, and 42.8% market share. I mean, it needs to be help us, as
Kim says, frustrating. I hate it when advertising companies overanalyze the market. We just aren't that clever.
That's awesome.
And it's really as simple as that.
Listen, you've got to give people jobs.
No, I understand, but yeah. All right, and that's where we leave it. It is 7:45. I'm Harold Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. That was Dina Diamond with our marketing report. Thank you, Dina.
Thank you. Have a Coke and a smile.